Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast, wherever you are, whenever you are listening. Thank you so much for joining us today. Parker Kern here alongside Father Jeff McBeth. Father, what's up?
Just trying to stay warm.
Ah, I know. It's
I
been
know.
This
it's
week
a full-time
has been
job.
Blistery.
Yeah, I know. There's a little nip in the air.
Forget dry January. How about cold January?
That's right. It
frigid
is.
January.
It is. Yeah, it's icy. It's icy, cold, tundra January.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, it's what it is. And what would we complain about if it wasn't the weather? It'd be something else.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to ask you questions here.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question today, I have several, but one of them.
We only have 23 minutes.
I know. We'll be fine. One is very, very simple. One of them is, would you rather have 100 degrees or 0 degrees? First question.
Oh, 100.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Even though I don't like when it's like super humid, I don't know. There's something about embracing warmth. You can at least sit outside when it's hot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, cold, there's just nothing you can do,
mm-hmm.
you know? And sometimes like, this is like a long answer to your short question.
That's okay.
But like, I don't know, sometimes like when you're so cold, like you tighten up and you're like, why is my chest hurt?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's because I've been shivering.
Right. And then you're like WebMD-ing, why am I having a heart attack
That's
at 28
right.
years old?
That's
and
right.
Then, yeah.
You know, this doesn't happen when it's 100.
Right, exactly.
Well, it might to some people, but just not.
I guess there is heat stroke.
I guess that's a thing.
Perhaps.
But, yeah.
That's less cases of that.
Right.
That's, no, what you just said happened to me like yesterday.
Oh, totally.
I was sitting there, I'm like, why is my back tight?
Yep.
Like, what's going on?
Yep.
And then.
I'm totally constricted.
I like realized that, you know, I wasn't releasing my. You know,
That's
muscle.
Right.
I was like, oh, so yeah, it's a common problem.
Yeah.
So that was my first question. So you answered correctly. That's good. I would
right,
agree
one for
with
one.
That. Nice. Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, and I was having this debate with my best friend on Friday. Mm-hmm. Other than you, of course.
Right.
My other best friend Tyler. We've been lifelong best friends since grade school. We had dinner, and he's, you know, he was like, well, I still, you know,
he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Well, he's a big guy. He's a big guy. So he talks like this.
Gotcha.
You know? So, you know, he's like, well, I prefer this weather over, you know, the summertime. You know, I'd still want 0 degrees over 100 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're nuts. So I was like, oh, this is good fodder for Father this week when we record.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do well with the humidity. I sweat my butt off when it's hot out.
No.
But I'd still prefer that.
No, 100%.
I'd still prefer being a hot, sweaty mess than 0 degrees.
I mean, you can always, and you know, don't take me literally here, but you can always remove layers,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, if it's really hot, like, you can go down to a t-shirt and shorts
right.
and be comfortable. Even though you're sweating, you're still comfortable.
Right.
But in the wintertime, like the past couple of days, you just can't
you
know,
get away from it.
I mean, Marissa had 6 blankets the other night.
Yep.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's a lot.
6 blankets.
I know.
I mean, I was like, this is a little overkill, but
yeah.
fine, you know? But you can't always put more or get more on. Like, you can't, there's only so much you can do. I mean, it's like, it becomes the Friends episode with Joey Tribbiani where he's got like 30 coats on.
Yeah. I was sitting at my dining room table the other day reading the newspaper.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am freezing.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I mean, you're right by the window. And
true.
I mean, the windows always are terrible to sit by, you know. But anyhow, okay. Well, that's good, Father. I'm glad to know that we're on the same page there.
Mm-hmm.
Second question for you. What is your favorite thing to do to get warm? Do you have like a tactic that you do, or I mean, you said you're freezing. Did you do anything as a result? Do you have like a Snuggie or something?
I just cover up the blanket.
Cover up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the other night I had 2 on, so I can't like fault Marissa too much because
I had to
double up because I was just so like chilled to the bone. I was like, man.
Yeah, you really it becomes very.
I guess I could have done jumping jacks.
That's okay. No. Well, because then you have to get up and, like, you know, mm-hmm. then you lose all the warmth that you've mm-hmm. built. You know, like, if you have to get up and get some water or go to the bathroom during the night, and then my
mm-hmm.
thing is I always have to remember to, like, place the covers back over top of
mm-hmm.
where I've been laying.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you leave it exposed,
uh-huh.
then you've just invited all that cold air to infiltrate what you've been working so hard to
right.
with your body to
yeah, exactly.
to warm up. And then you mm-hmm. get back in and you're like, I have to start from ground zero.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Yeah. Man. So, it's a struggle.
It really is.
Yeah,
it would be so much easier if we could be warm and, you know, have the fan on
mm-hmm.
or, you know, have the windows open.
Right.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah. Then. Although it's too warm, I can't sleep either. So.
Well, same here. Same here.
But, yeah. The struggles we have.
Struggles we have.
You know?
I know. These are the ultimate first world problems.
Oh, yeah, totally.
We have a very good life. We're very blessed guys.
Yeah, for sure.
So, well, anything else new with you, Father? I know. I mean, we flipped the calendar to 2025. Yeah. Seems like you're busier than ever. I mean, after the whole Christmas season.
Yeah, it was nice to have a little bit of a lull, but mm-hmm. we're sort of back at it, and which is good.
That's good.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, I think doing well.
That's wonderful.
Doing well, yeah. Yourself?
I'm good. Yeah. Just, again, trying to stay warm and enjoying life.
Yeah.
Every day. Trying to enjoy life.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
So, exactly.
Yeah, Marissa and I just celebrated 3 months this past Sunday.
Oh.
I was gonna send you a text on Sunday afternoon and say, you know, 3 months ago today and have a photo, but I figured you probably would have either A, not cared, or B, said really good, you know, whatever. Congratulations.
That's right.
It's like 3 months
anniversary. I would have sent an emoji back.
Or a meme or a gif or something.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But we're pleased for that. So, you know, I've been just really trying to soak that in and really take to heart the new vocation. And
I love that.
You know, just enjoy every day.
Yeah, because it would be just as easy to not be thoughtful about it.
But, no.
You know, to be, you know, kind of have that as part of your reflection.
Oh, yeah.
Just about where life is and have some intentionality with that is great.
Yeah. I mean, you know me. I love, like, things to celebrate. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll celebrate a Tuesday just because. But, you know, I've always been very good about remembering the dates, especially for... you know, people in my life, birthdays, anniversaries. So I'm like, why wouldn't I, the 19th of every month, why wouldn't I be like, hey, look, guess
that's
what?
Right.
You know, we made it another month.
That's right.
Because I remember when we were dating.
We've been married 468 months.
That's right. Yeah. I remember when we were dating, you know, I would always look at the calendar. We started dating on the 8th of May, way back in 2020, which you might be wondering, you know, it was right around the pandemic, you know. So I, you know. To her family, I just kind of came in like the plague.
Yeah.
And I've just, instead of leaving, I've just stayed there for 5 years.
Yeah, like COVID.
And I'm never leaving, right? I'm never leaving the house. Yeah. I'm never leaving. But, you know, every month I would always say, you know, hey, congratulate, you know, another month, you know, whatever. And it was really cool. And my dad was like, wow, it ought to get tiresome after a while. You know, like, how do you continue to keep track? I said, well, I always look back at the text message from the previous month. I always search like, happy blank month anniversary.
Right.
And because of the magic of my phone, it will tell me the number that I last used. You know, you can look at the message and I go, okay, well, it's add one and then keep it. So very insignificant.
Does the math for you.
It does. Yeah. Oh, so anyways, nice. I don't even need AI for it.
Nice.
So, yeah. So no, I'm blessed, Father. We are blessed. So
that's awesome.
What do we got going on around the parish?
Yeah. So, I don't know if we've talked about this, but it's about time for a new parish photo directory.
Ooh.
The other one I think was from like 2018.
Which I still use, by the way.
Oh, totally. Frequently. I use it all the time.
I'm always at my parents looking at people, and I'm like, you know, because I'll get...
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I'm like, Mom, who is it? Can you send me a picture of the...
I literally used it today. When someone came in the office, you know, and they're like, I don't know if I know that guy. And I'm like, he's right here in the directory. It's clean shaven.
Yeah, unfortunately for us, it's tough sometimes with names. Faces and place, I can say, well, that person sits over there, and they have this person with them and their family, but sometimes it's tough with names.
Well, I can tell you, like, for me, when I, especially new in a parish, I literally study the thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, maybe haven't done it as much as I should recently. Once in a while, I'll remember to go back and do that and just sort of... Just flip the whole thing.
And we need to make flashcards
like
for
names,
you.
Right, and see like names and faces just to kind of keep trying to get them down.
You're doing
and
good.
So it's it really is important. And so we're launching a new directory. So the photos are going to get taken in the spring, kind of late April or early May.
Cool.
But now is the time to sign up for spots. All right. So if you go at 23.church, you can put in whatever information you want, and then you can sign up for a time for a photo shoot. So now I know some people think, well, I don't know that I need to be in there. And it's like, well, yeah, you know, I know you don't need a photo of you in there, but I need a photo of you in there. You know, and the people sitting around you need a photo of you.
Do it for your friendly neighborhood.
That's exactly you're right, for me and the rest of the community. Yeah. Like, great, it's not for you because you know what you look like, but it's super helpful. You know, to have as many of us as possible in there to, just for the point of getting to know one another.
Oh, for sure.
And like you said, you use it all the time. You know, I use it all the time. I mean, it's super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's been a while. I mean, a lot of the people who are probably little back in those pictures aren't so much anymore. And of course, we have a lot of people that move in and out, as any parish does. And Yeah, just good. Just good. Time for a new one.
Yeah, heck, and, I was an undergrad when that was last taken.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you guys are in there, but which is awkward. But
no,
I think you are.
You are.
Yeah. There.
I was with mommy and daddy.
Yeah, that's right. You are. You're in there. Yeah.
With mommy and daddy.
That's right. Lovely.
I'm a big boy now.
That's right. You get your own picture.
That's what people tell me, at least.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Get your own picture. So, yeah. So, go to 23.church, find parish photo directory, and sign up for a spot.
Sick.
So, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. And those do make good, you can buy them, right, afterwards?
Well, I think if you get your picture taken, you at least get a free one.
Yeah, but you can buy, for example, the reason why I mention that is because mm-hmm. I see that photo every time I'm at my parents' house. It's right on their, I mean, I looked at it for years, right. When I would live, it was right. Living there. It was right in their living room.
Right. A candle burning by it.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes there's a flower next to it.
Oh, there you go.
Until it dies, but yeah. But it's right there, so I'm guessing they'll want to re...
Yeah, you get... I don't know what the packages are.
I don't know either. But the option is there for purchase.
I just do the podcast.
You just do the podcast.
Yeah. So but that's coming up, and really encourage people to
wonderful
help us out with that by if there's we have a ton of people in the parish, and if
10 do it,
you're right. It's less than helpful.
Yeah.
So really invite you to consider doing that for the good of one another.
Yeah.
So. And that's live right now.
Live.
So it's live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So yeah, excited about that.
That's going to be great.
Yeah. But however that, we just keep on rolling, which is great.
Keep on rolling, baby.
Great. Yeah.
So we're rolling right now into the third Sunday in ordinary time.
Yeah.
Last weekend we had quite the story of the party and the reception.
Yeah. It's funny. I think some people thought I made that up. I'm not. Invention is not my working genius. I'm not creative enough to come up with stories.
That was hilarious.
I just see him how I see him.
All that
was 100% true.
I was actually a little nervous because in the back of my head, I thought you were going to say something about the fact that one time you were at this reception where this self-serving and narcissistic groom got up and started playing songs.
I thought about that. I'm like, I should have mentioned, I had a really cool wedding reception I went to.
Who does this guy think he is?
I've never seen that
there.
Before. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
That was awesome.
That was good, yeah. So, hopefully video is coming back on that.
Yeah.
Next.
Between that and Frieda and Freddie showing up. And
that was wild.
Actually, I was at a BGSU men's basketball game.
Yeah.
I don't know, last week or so. And Frieda and Freddie were there, and I wanted to show them a picture on my phone. Like, you remember me?
Who knows? It might have been the same people. Well, actually,
hey, look, it's us.
Actually, it's weird. I mean, obviously, the birds are real. Mm-hmm. There's nobody inside of them.
Oh, totally, yeah.
But realistically, there was actually one who was a former student of Marissa's mom at the university. And obviously, folks, if you haven't caught on yet, Freddie and Frieda made an appearance at Marissa and my wedding reception in October. It was pretty cool.
Yes.
It was awesome.
It was great.
Yeah, her parents, that was their sort of, they wanted to make that happen. And her mom's works for the university. And so she was actually the woman who was Frieda.
Frieda's
helper.
Like
right?
Santa has helpers.
Her guiding hand was actually... And they didn't know it until she got to the reception and saw Laura and was like, oh my gosh, you were my, professor. So then, of course, she emailed her the next, Monday or whatever and said, oh, by the way, I was in your class and I was at your daughter's reception. Like, cool.
Wow.
Like, what a once in a lifetime.
Dressed as Frieda, wouldn't you know? That's,
I know.
Man.
Right. Yeah. They had this big buff guy with them, though. Did you see that guy walking around
No.
It was kind of crazy. I was almost intimidated, and I was like, I'm the groom here. And
you shouldn't be intimidated at your own wedding.
Well, I think I had PTSD from my mascot days in high school.
Because
you heard about the fight, right?
I did not hear about the fight.
Oh, I got in a fight one time with a pirate.
Whoa.
We're going way too long here.
Yeah.
But we'll save it for some other time.
The pirate from what, Perkins or where?
It was Rocky River.
Oh, okay.
It was a home playoff game. We were down 28-7.
Mm.
And at Central Catholic, I was the mascot.
Right.
I was Lucky the Leprechaun. Mm-hmm. But then after that, I became the self-appointed title of The Luck, The Rock, because, the whole thing was I was you know,
you smell what the luck is cooking.
Beating the jabroni up, you know, the whole thing with the people's elbow and everything. So, yeah, it was great. I was really living in my own little world, and everybody else thought I was nuts. But, so anyways, long and short of it is the other mascot comes over to gloat.
So you were the perfect person to play a leprechaun.
Pretty much, yeah, because I'm a short white guy, right.
Right, who, so, who's unhinged.
Who, yeah, right, who exactly, who just seems like a really nice guy, and then I've never felt that way before in my life. And Father, you've known me a while. I'm not that kind of guy. And for whatever reason,
the pirates bring it out in you.
Yeah, and like my aunt made me this custom suit for my senior year, and so I just like very gently but very kindly like kind of put it over to the side, and I had like this like three bead necklaces on. So like with my left hand, I just pulled it down and ripped all three of them off. And like I mean, it was like a brute strength. I've never had that kind of strength before in my life, and so he comes over. And so I'm like, this guy's not coming over here. And like the cheerleaders are like moving back and they're thinking like,
they know what's going down.
Right. And I'm like, I'm going to kick this guy's butt. It might not have been what I said.
Right.
But anyway, so I throw like seven punches to the guy and like, I'm actually trying to fight him. Like I'm actually, at this point, I'm like really upset that this guy's coming over. And so I hit him with a stone cold stunner at the end. And by this point, the student section is going nuts. The police officer that's like the kind of the watcher of the student section is clapping for me. He's not coming down to tase me. He's clapping. the home's fans are going ballistic. And at this point, I get up off the ground after stunning this guy. And he had like a handler too, which is why I think I had PTSD at the wedding. And so the girl is like, come on, we got to get out of here. This guy's going nuts. And so he quickly leaves. So I get up from the ground. I start, you know, get up. Come on, everybody. The television cameras are not on the field. They're on me. The players on the home side are not looking at the game. They're looking at me now. Everybody's looking, and I feel like, oh, my gosh, what have I done? Like, I've just done the worst thing ever. Wouldn't you know, we come back and win the game 35-28 on the way to winning the state title that year. We beat Joe Burrow. Current quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's why you wear that big state championship ring.
I don't have one. I don't have one.
But you should.
I would agree.
Were the secret.
But here's the deal. So I ate lunch with the quarterback. So the quarterback on Monday comes in and goes, you were the reason we won that game.
Nice.
We saw you fighting and we started to fight too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's got to be a video of this out there.
There is. Nice. I have it.
Maybe Joe Burrow can send it to me.
Encrypted. No, Joe Burrow doesn't care about me. But it was like four games before we even played Burrow. But yeah, it was a wild time. So anyways, we got like 6 minutes to get to the gospel. Enough about my nefarious degeneracy and
your leprechaun days.
Yeah,
you're recovering leprechaun.
I'll share the video with you, but only you.
Yeah, I appreciate
I'll
that.
I'll send it later to you.
All right, this is Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, and then jumps to chapter 4, verses 14 to 21. So it's actually our first gospel as we get into the ordinary time, you know? So it's kind of giving a little intro. Okay. And then, of course, we've already heard all the stuff about, you know, Jesus' birth and stuff. That's why it jumps to chapter 4.
Right.
Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." Yeah, I think, you know, we talk about the word made flesh, right? You know, and I think this is like encapsulating that, because he's reading the word,
yeah,
and then saying, you know, from the prophet anyway, and then saying, yeah, this is about me.
That's right.
So, you know, from like, you know, hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
which had to have been pretty mind-blowing.
He did the Pete Weber, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the professional bowler?
I'm a little rusty in my professional bowling.
Oh, anyways, he had this great quote one time where he was like, this is totally not about the gospel.
Uh-huh.
I'm way off track today. There was a 5-year-old kid in the crowd that was like heckling him.
Mm.
And it's even funnier that he said this to a 5-year-old. Mm-hmm. So he gets finished and he wins the professional bowling cup. And his quote at the end was, "Who do you think you are? I am."
Whoa.
Like, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
But Jesus says, "I am." Yeah. Right? Like,
I'm just glad
him.
I'm just glad the kid wasn't dressed up like a pirate.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It would have really gone down.
He would have, yeah.
And no. Now I know the name of one professional bowler.
Pete Weber. He's retired now, but yeah. But anyways.
And like, I think that what's sort of cool, it's nice that we have this, you know, passage here in year C, but it's also that Jubilee year of hope,
right?
You know, 2025. And so especially when, you know, the passage Jesus is quoting, "and proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord," that's the Jubilee year.
Right, this year.
It's the Jubilee. You know, when there was supposed to be, you know, kind of setting things right. You know, and I mean, all the things that Jesus talked about, you know, letting the oppressed go free, proclaiming liberty to captives. There was sort of a kind of a starting over, elimination of debts, you know, release of prisoners, you know, forgiveness, reconciliation.
Right.
You know, all these things, you know, were supposed to be part of that Jubilee year.
Right, like, kind of embody that.
Yeah. And so it's kind of cool that we're still getting into the start of our Jubilee year in the church, that we have this passage this year, because I think it's a good reminder of this Jubilee year of hope that we're just at the start of.
Right. A lot to be hopeful for. And again, all our hope is rooted in the man who had fulfilled it all for us.
Yep.
Right.
And to recognize that, sometimes, you know, we're held captive to the things. I talked about that a couple of Sundays ago.
Yeah.
That we're, you know, we're blind sometimes, that we maybe have some things we need to be freed from and all that. And it's, all of us are poor in some ways, maybe not materially, but you know, Jesus comes to set all that right, but to really embrace that I am, that who He is, and He's come to do that, and that's the purpose, you know, why He came. And all of us, you know, want to see more and be freed of things and experience fullness, and it's Jesus that's going to fulfill that.
It really is.
So,
and it has been. He's done. I mean, he's fulfilled it for us already.
Yeah, and just but each of us takes that up anew.
Exactly.
You know, and inviting Him into our life, and that's why we come to Mass and, you know, receive Him in communion.
Yes,
the one who fulfills all these things.
That's wonderful. Let's pray on that, Father.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Yeah, we thank you for a Jubilee year, a special time when we can remember just what you really have in store for us, and that we've gotten caught up in other things, that it's a special time to spiritually walk through the door of a new beginning that you offer us. And so help us to use this time to experience more of the freedom that your Son came to bring us. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love, in the Holy Spirit, and through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Father, great show today. I feel like you just sat there most of the time and laughed, but great show today.
Hey, you know what? I do what I can. God bless you all. We'll see you.